prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, which means during the first hour, we're going to be joined by my co-host, Coach Rob Regish, to answer your questions about training, nutrition, and supplementation. Then, at the top of the second hour, we're going to be talking about how the environment affects your food choices and your diet. It's going to be a very interesting discussion, I can promise you. That is later in the show, so you want to stick around for that. Just want to mention that All American Pharmaceutical is giving away a free sample of Crealkaline, the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate supplement in the world. And you can get a free sample. Go to superhumanradio.com down on the bottom right-hand side. You'll see a banner ad with Dr. Jeff Galini's picture on it. It says, Ask the Scientist. Click that banner ad. Make sure that you send me a free sample of Crealkaline and make sure you include your mailing address. If you don't include your mailing address, you will get nothing and you'll wonder why. And it's because no one knows how to get it to you. So check that out. Rob Regish, how you doing, brother?
Doing fantastic. I just got off the phone with my dermatologist who I visited 2 weeks ago.
And why, pray tell, did you have to visit the dermatologist, Rob?
Well, my girl Jen, who has had melanoma, and gratefully is free of it now, noticed a suspicious-looking mole on my forearm. So I went in to have it checked out and ultimately removed, and they sent her off to get biopsied, and the dermatologist called the other day and said, good news, you know, it's benign. So I can't prove this, but for a guy who's naturally as white as a gallon of milk, who has gotten a ton of sun over the years, I think the combination of a healthy lifestyle,
yes,
a good diet, and quite possibly, you know, all of the antioxidants that I use, right, up to and including quinthazanthin, has made a difference, and a big one.
Well, let me tell you what's coming to the forefront right now. I've actually had some discussions offline with Dr. Stephanie Seneff about this, because of something she said during our last show. But there was a study published recently that linked high citrus fruit consumption to melanoma. And you would go, what? They did not differentiate between organic and conventionally grown citrus fruit. Citrus fruit, ooh, is a very heavily sprayed crop. And during a show recently, Dr. Seneff talked about how certain herbicides and pesticides make people prone to developing melanomas. So yeah. I would also say that your desire to eat healthy and the fact that you don't eat a ton of conventionally grown produce laden with chemicals has contributed to that as well.
Yeah, and not to be overlooked too is this is all without their cancer-causing chemicals in their sunscreen. You know, I have only recently started to use zinc oxide on my nose and under my eyes, but I am completely against traditional sunscreen. So, you know, is it one or a combination of those, Matt?
It's all of them. It's all of
those things.
It's the reduction of whole body inflammation. Because remember, cancer is an inflammatory disease that changes the mitochondria first before any genetic changes occur on a cellular level. And so as long as you keep chronic inflammation in check, you're going to fare much better as far as developing cancer goes. Now, let's get on to something more important.
Yeah.
You've got some special things going on at CoachRobRegish.com. What are they?
Yeah, for a little while longer, not too much, you can get a free copy of the Ricochet Rabbit Fat Loss Report that we normally sell for $10. It details three truly synergistic nutraceuticals that fry off body fat fast. And I know that word's overused, synergistic, but it really is true, and I give you the science to back it up. Plus, we have the new Muscle U podcasts that are up. These are short 15 to 20 minute Q&As that I'm doing on various topics. This week I'm talking about green coffee bean, how many carbs is enough and when, what the best shoulder exercises are, and sarcoplasmic versus myofibrillar hypertrophy. You know, what's the optimal split to reap the best benefits of both?
Now, I have to also ask you, you texted me while I was in Alaska, and I couldn't reply because they charge $65 a text. I'm being facetious, but it's pretty close to that. That Jen likes the Landmine 180s, huh?
Oh, my gosh. You know, she did them one time, and she said it right on the spot. She said, I really feel those. And then the next day, she says, wow, I can really feel those.
So they are the best. They are the best upper body exercise. If you want to hit the shoulders and upper pecs and the rear delts, if you're somebody whose rear delts just don't pop, if you start doing these Landmine 180s, I promise you that those muscles, your shoulder girdle, will get thick and everything that comprises it. It's a great movement, isn't it?
It's fantastic. I can't say enough about it. So thank you for the tip.
Do you want to talk about anything else before we get on to questions, Rob?
I'm done pimping for this week.
Okay. All right.
I'd love to answer these questions.
Let's get on to Ed Varlow's questions. I understand you make three supplements, Synthogen, Tranquilogen, and Progenidrex. I used Progenidrex last month, and just like you said, gained 7 pounds in a month and kept it. I'm training for MMA, though, so keeping my weight in the 185 range is critical. I'm normally around 200, so it's a struggle making weight for these fights. Of the three, which one is going to do me the most good? I wonder how much body fat he has.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, on balance, fighters are an interesting breed. And God knows, there's a ton of them with all these MMA schools popping up these days. And I myself am getting some firsthand experience in it now, because although a knee injury has me sidelined at the moment, I've been learning to wrestle with my friend Ed at the gym, and he's a hoss of a guy. You know, he's my height, he's 260 plus, and he's strong as an ox. So he's trying to lose weight too. But of course, like you, is focused on staying strong. The short answer to your question then of those three products is Synthogen, and that's simply because it excels during a cut or a recomp for a number of reasons. But the biggest one is this. It puts back cellular fuel like no other, and it recovers your body in record time. Now, most athletes attempt to do this with creatine or branched chain aminos and other odds and ends. That's better than nothing, but it really does pale in comparison to what Synthogen can do for you, especially if you're loading that first bottle every day and heavy. What makes it unique is this. While it's going about super stocking ATP, carnosine, and nucleotide pools, it also works on setting your body up to rapidly regenerate and recycle, right, those energy compounds. And that is the differentiator, right? It's one thing to replace what you've lost once. It's quite another to coax your body into making more and more of its own. And it does that primarily via methylation in the liver, something virtually all other supplements overlook. And I'll tell you a secret, Carl. I picked that up from a show that you did with doctor's name escapes me, but it was a show devoted entirely to methylation.
Yeah. We've done quite a few shows on methylation. It's very overlooked
way
as an important
overlooked
component. You know, anything that the liver does is overlooked, in my humble opinion, but that's another show.
It's huge. The practical effect is, although you'll hover around the same weight or you might even lose some, your muscles have a very full feeling and appearance to them with the strength to back that up. You know, it's how fast that guys bounce back, though, that shocks most of them. I get it all the time. People are floored, and they tell me, especially if they're young, they feel like they can train the next day. If you're new to it, Ed, you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Just like with Progenidrex, it's visible and feelable effects, and it doesn't take long. You can read more about both of them at CoachRobRegish.com.
Carl Kuhn says, hey, Rob, I believe I've heard you mention Kratom on BPPH before as an analgesic, but I'm curious if you've ever tried it as a pre-workout. I've read a lot of positive experiences on bodybuilding forums, but didn't notice anything myself when using it as a standalone product. However, I've recently been experimenting with various nootropics for pre-workout purposes and decided to throw a few grams of Kratom into the mix. I'll tell you, along with a Stim nootropic stack, it seems pretty amazing. Just curious if this is something you've played around with or have any thoughts on.
Well, I'll tell you what, Carl is on to something here. And yes, I've experimented with Kratom pre-workout as a kind of dual biostimulant slash relaxation agent. And while that may sound contradictory, you really need to understand Kratom to appreciate how it can accentuate both of those qualities. But first things first, you need to get the right strain. And the right strain of Kratom, in my opinion, is green or white. And generally speaking, white and green strains are energizing while red strains are relaxing. So if you're going to try this, suggest using one of those two. Having said that, the strain I prefer in this case is Green Malay. And it lasts a good 7 to 8 hours, right? The first 4 to 5 of which are energizing. And that's because Kratom contains Yohimbine-like compounds that are responsible for this creative burst and somewhat energetic feelings you get from it. Now, notice I said Yohimbine-like, not Yohimbine. There is a difference. There are no jitters, shakiness, or high blood pressure, right, that accompanies it the way traditional Yohimbine or Yohimbine does. So shortly after ingesting it, you're in a better place. Right? You've got a little bit brighter mood. And suddenly, you have the urge to do something. Paradoxically, you feel relaxed and very much at ease with things, which is part of the reason workers in Southeast Asia who chew the leaf are preferred over those who smoke weed. So, yeah, I find 6 grams or a spoonful of it in grapefruit juice to be doable. No matter what the strain, Kratom, at least bulk Kratom, is hell going down. It won't dissolve in any liquid. So it's best to put it in a shaker cup with a flip top so you can't see it when you're drinking it. Now, there are ways that you can really juice Kratom's effects, more so than most other supplements. Using curcumin and tagamet or cimetidine hydrochloride prior to ingesting is one. I would estimate it roughly doubles the effects. And in fact, I won't take it without it anymore. Put it that way, it's that good. That and more, a lot more, is covered in my special report, still legal, but not for long. It's very important, though, that you get a quality strain of Kratom, because there are some lousy Kratom vendors out there, and it leads to bad board feedback. It's a lot like Ecdysterone. So, long story short, people who discover this Kratom, thank me all the time for the info in that report. It really does a nice job for its intended purpose.
And I'll tell you something else for those, you know, just to kind of expand on this discussion. CBD oil is coming forth to have similar effects. CBD oil is now starting to be used as an ergogenic. And that sounds counterintuitive. It's like, well, wait a minute. I thought CBD oil kind of takes the edge off. It does take the edge off, but it also improves dopamine activity.
Yeah, you know, it's really weird. Kratom is almost like having a cup of coffee, but instead of getting the jitters associated with it, it puts you at ease. That's the only way I can put it.
Well, there are other components like found in green tea, like theanine, that have a similar effect, theobromine.
Right.
So there's a lot of yin and yang in feeling motivated, I would say, and also being in the zone, which would be the, you know, for lack of better terms, being like relaxed and in control of the energy that your body is manifesting. And there's a lot of things that'll do that. And Kratom, you, like you said, using the right Kratom can elicit that as well. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Rick Brown that's going to speak to a lot of the guys who've been training for a very, very long time but don't seem to be seeing any results any longer. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by Coach Rob Regish, superhumanradio.com. Go there today. Be stronger tomorrow. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit Prime Nutrition and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. It's the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, how your environment influences eating behavior with Dr. Brian Wansink. It's going to be an interesting discussion, I can promise you. Right now, we have a question from Rick Brown. After a certain number of years, 15 in my case, I can't seem to make any noticeable changes to my body. I put on a good deal of size early, like most people did. Then lost fat and worked on keeping my muscles while chipping away at body fat. But it seems no matter what I do or don't do, parenthetically, I pretty much look the same. I'm losing motivation. What is it going to take to move the needle?
Well, you know, there's not a lot of information here, like what your goals are, Rick, which may be part of the problem. Do you have goals? It sounds like you want to, quote unquote, look different, whatever that means. And to most guys that have been training over a decade, they have all the size they're after. That part of the game is over. It now becomes a matter of conditioning, lowering body fat levels, and increasing strength. You've tapped, though, into a fundamental truth that needs to be acknowledged here. Past a certain point, the human body isn't going to make wholesale changes like it did in your youth or when you started. So, said another way, unless you're on hormones, slapping another 15 to 20 pounds of muscle onto your frame quickly, you know, it's not likely. It's not impossible, but it's not likely once you're in your mid-30s or older. Now, an additional 10 isn't out of the question, though, nor is losing 10 pounds of chub at the same time. Now, note, I'm talking about people that are already in shape here, not someone who's let themselves get sloppy. That latter group certainly can make visible changes, but that isn't the majority of the gym rat population. One thing you can and should measure and should be doing is measuring strength. Because while wholesale changes in body comp are unlikely, at least over the short term, you can always get stronger on various exercises. And to that end, I'll ask this question. Is there anyone out there that couldn't just lift one more pound on an exercise? But in order to do that, get stronger, you need a plan. You need a goal and a deadline to achieve that goal. So nothing drives actions like deadlines. And the problem is very few people have them. That's why things like the 21-day weight loss challenge or whatever it is are so successful. They hold you accountable for what happens in those 21 days. I would suggest trying to add, let's call it 20 pounds to 20 rep breathing squats during that time frame, those 3 weeks, accompanied by 20 rep breathing pullovers. Now, 20 rep squats are going to wake anybody up, and that'll shake your program up, believe me. Depending upon your starting point then, that's an aggressive but doable goal that should challenge you both mentally and physically. And although you might not look a lot different at the end of 3 weeks, you will have strengthened the biggest, strongest muscles in your entire body, and in the course of doing so, set yourself up for a nice springboard to what's next, whatever that may be. So I hope that helps.
And also, if you can't do a 20 rep breathing squat set, do two 10s. If your ego will not let you lighten up enough, which sometimes you may have to just use the bar, quite frankly, to do 20 rep breathing squat if you're doing it right. So let's just detail it real quick. The right way to do breathing squats is on the first rep, you do one deep breath at the top, go down and come up. The second rep, you do two breaths. The third, three. The fourth, four. The fifth, five. And the rest of the 6 through 20, you're breathing five times at the top before going down in the hole and doing another rep. That may not sound hard, but breathing with significant weight while bearing that weight on your spine, opening the thoracic area up and getting a deep breath becomes harder and harder with each rep, not to mention the actual rep itself. So do two 10s or do four 5s, whatever it takes, but slowly create some progression in it until you can do a full set of 20 and then start focusing on what weight to go up on. What does that sound like? Sound like good advice?
Yeah, totally. To this day, the most difficult but also the most result-producing, quote-unquote, routine that I've ever done.
Porter Freeman says, I listened with interest about your food allergy test, which got me thinking about my own dilemma. I'm certain I'm allergic to dairy as I, too, get stuffed up after eating eggs, cheese, and drinking milk. $200 seems like a lot to drop on a one-time test, though, and would stop me from buying my staple sups for a month. Do you really think it's worth it? In a short answer, abso-flippin-lutely.
Yeah. Well, see, what Port is referring to here is the life extension food allergy test I took recently. Briefly, what they do is they mail you a home test kit where you fill five circles that are on a piece of cardboard with blood after you prick your finger. You mail it off, and then the results are emailed and then hard copy mailed to you in, let's call it a couple weeks. They say 4 to 5 weeks, but, you know, mine came back pretty quick. And yes, it costs $200, which on the surface is a lot, but let's think of the implications for a minute. Allergic reactions can range from mild to severe. The latter can kill you. And anyone that doubts that has never seen someone with an allergy to, let's say, certain nuts, you know, when they accidentally eat some. One of my best friends, I'll never forget seeing this in high school, I watched as his air passages closed up while he was reclining in a Lazy Boy chair. Now, thankfully, he made it, but it's a good illustration of how certain foods can work against you, particularly in the realm of bodybuilding. It's also worth pointing out that inflammation underlies virtually every disease, and it certainly exacerbates pre-existing conditions like tendonitis, bursitis, right, arthritis. Now, sure, you can take your fish oil and maybe curcumin, but how much better would things be if your food wasn't triggering an allergic and or inflammatory response in the first place? I can tell you from experience, disturbed sleep and lack of daytime energy are probably the two biggest side effects that I noticed of eating the wrong foods that caused an allergic reaction.
Yeah, it causes a hangover just like alcohol does.
Yeah. I mean, after I eliminated those offending foods, those are the two things that jumped out at me. I slept much better. I slept longer and deeper. And my energy levels during the day are much, much better, particularly mid-afternoon. So, you know, despite this and what we're seeing here, a lot of people are going to skip this test, and that's a shame. Because for a one-time nominal fee, you are making better food choices for the rest of your life. Think about that. Be that as it may, 8 types of foods that I reckon account for about 90% of all reactions.
Yeah, yeah.
Eggs, milk, peanuts, tree nuts, fish, shellfish, wheat, and in some cases, soy.
So just cut those out if you don't want to go for the test.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a worthwhile experiment, you know. But I'll tell you, just by taking that test, I would have never guessed I was allergic to whey, right? So simply rotating your protein powder source every month would seem to me to be a good exercise.
Well, and there's one other thing I want to throw in there. So you said, you talked about IgG and IgE type allergy reactions, those that are acute, where you literally go into anaphylactic shock. But the latter are killing you slowly. They're still killing you, but they're killing you slowly. Every time you have an allergic reaction, even if it's just something you can live with, so to speak, like a stuffy nose or something like that, it's still eroding your body. So really...
Yeah. Jen went for an allergy test yesterday of some sort. And she had an allergic reaction so bad they had to give her the EpiPen.
There you go. There you go. All right, look, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got a question, I believe, from Aaron Vanderes. Vanders. I hope I pronounced that right. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic raw EVOO for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. So Aaron Vanders says, I'm getting nothing out of the nootropics you recommend. Have you tried acetyl L-carnitine, pyrazine? Have tried acetyl L-carnitine, pyrazine, phenylpyrazine, Nootropil, etc., and just not feeling it. Maybe a bit better focus, but it's so hard to tell. What am I missing?
Yeah, you know, I usually get the accolades, but I also get called out. So in the spirit of telling it like it is, I included Aaron's question because I think it's something we can all learn from. What are you missing? You're missing what I call a driver, something that's required, in my opinion, to get the most out of nootropics.
I know. So, I can see already where you're going with this, and it makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I mean, the goal is to perform at an enhanced level with very few stimulants, but notice I didn't say zero stims. A touch, just a touch of caffeine, guarana, or like substance is all that's required.
What? Like 50 milligrams, 20 milligrams, 80 milligrams of caffeine, maybe just a, because remember, all Craze had in it was 80 milligrams of caffeine, I believe.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be different for different people based on their tolerance, but as a ballpark, I'll say 50 to 100 milligrams. It is all that's required to make things like acetyl-L-carnitine, DMAE, huperzine, etc. work so much better. Now, my favorite drivers include yerba mate, lightly caffeinated green tea, pine pollen extract is an excellent one, or a good old cup of coffee. Now, you may be surprised by the pine pollen, but I really do feel that it lends itself exceptionally well to nootropics. And I have a sneaking suspicion that many of these nootropics are dependent on other micronutrients to function optimally. And pine pollen, if you look at it, is laced with them. Take a listen to what's included in it. Vitamins A, B, and B, beta-carotene, B1, B2, B3, B6, folic acid, vitamin D and E. There are also a ton of minerals, calcium, copper, magnesium, you know, all the way down to zinc. And another plus, pine pollen contains over 20 amino acids and, if I'm not mistaken, the highest androstenedione concentrations found anywhere in nature. Now, whichever one of those drivers you choose, you know, make sure to take it with your nootropic of choice. I think you will find phenylparacetam hits a lot harder, right, with one of these drivers versus just taking it standalone. I am, depending upon the application, I'm partial to alpha-GPC for boosting strength. As there is reliable research showing around a gram taken an hour prior to the workout on an empty stomach boosts your one rep max strength considerably. It just does a nice job teeing up your central nervous systems, so to speak. Now, it's important to point out you're not going to feel cracked out on this combo like you would on a traditional ephedrine caffeine high-dose stack. You're just very focused on the task at hand. The central nervous system feels very crisp, if you're familiar with that feeling, right, that I'm describing. The point is, when you get it all right, you will see it in your numbers, and you will know it because you will be in what I call the zone. You know, a successful experiment should see you doubling in the gym with what you single with. And that's when you know you have struck pay dirt. Unfortunately, a lot of the pre-made nootropic formulas on the market are not optimal for most people's brain chemistry. It's something you do need to experiment with.
For those of you who like analogies and understand electricity and how motors work, an elevator capable of lifting 2,500 pounds usually has about a 90 to 100 horsepower electric motor on it, but it also has something called a bumper capacitor, and the bumper capacitor kickstarts so that the motor can do its job. That's what caffeine does for these nootropic blends. It kind of jump starts the activity, gets the norepinephrine and dopamine levels of the brain up so that they have something to act on. That's my humble opinion. That's why I think Rob is right on with this one. Juan Sanchez says, I'm trying to decide on a diet. The goal is to lose 20 pounds. I'm currently 210, so want to be as lean and mean at 190. I'm working out, of course, but just can't put the diet part together. Can you help?
You know, your new goal here is to lose 2 inches around your waist in 60 days, and I'll explain why later. A big part of figuring out the right diet for you is knowing thyself. So in this case, that means knowing your somatype, whether you're an ectomorph, endomorph, or mesomorph. Because the best diet isn't going to be the same for an 18-year-old ecto versus a 45-year-old endo. You know, so that's priority number one. What somatype are you? Once you have figured that out, total energy demands for the day, calories, can be determined. Most people that are physically active should be shooting for, let's say, body weight times 15 as a ballpark, just a ballpark figure. So if you're 210 now, you know, 3,200 calories or thereabouts would represent your maintenance. Now, that is not, it's far from a perfect figure, but it's at least a starting point for most people, assuming they're physically active. And let's face it, most people don't even get to the ballpark. You eat that on training days. Something less than that if your objective is fat loss on off days. The next step is to determine what type of fuel you oxidize most efficiently. Is that fat or carbs? If you're an ecto, the answer is usually carbs. If you're an endo, it's fats. The point being, you have to pick one or the other, because mixing both equals Frankenstein stew. So we get to protein. Protein's important, yes, but timing is far more important. You want to get anywhere between 3 and 4 bolus, what I'll call bolus protein feedings, during the day, with one coming immediately after exercise. Now, that is much preferred versus trickle feeding smaller amounts more frequently. Another tip, you want to get the vast majority of your carbs and calories for the day after, within those 2 hours after the workout. Now, that's, and I am more militant about this than I've ever been. It's absolutely critical that you do it, as the enzymes, right, that store carbs and protein in the muscle are really jumping during that time. And finally, we get to, you know, tracking your progress. Everybody uses the scale. Well, baseline measurements might include scale weight, but more importantly, you want a tape measure around the neck, chest, navel, or your waistline, upper arm, mid-thigh, and calves. Now, every 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, you're going to weigh in and, more importantly, rerun your measurements. And it's very simple. If the tape measure is making smaller circles around your waist and the other circles are holding steady or even getting bigger, you're on the right track. If they're not, you got to change something. And doing all of this within 60 days affords you, if you're doing it once every 2 weeks, you have 4 opportunities to auto-correct, right? So even if you're going in the wrong direction, you have those 4 check-ins. Whatever you weigh at the end of 60 days is whatever you weigh, because with a waist that's 1 or 2 inches smaller, you're going to look and perform a lot better no matter what weight that you're at. So, you know, these auto-corrections I speak of, they include dialing back the amount of carbs on off days, lowering calories on off days, or tapering carbs to zero at night on both training and off days. Some combination of those usually results in more fat coming off. It's important, though, not to lower total calories and leave them there, because then you have less room to maneuver. Those are just some of the ideas as to what diet is quote-unquote best for you, Juan. Notice it wasn't a blanket low-fat or low-carb or low-calorie recommendation. It was a simple caloric zigzag with reasonable levels of the macronutrients that are timed with exercise to get you the best results. Here's the bottom line. Do not let your diet drive you crazy. Do have a framework, have a deadline, and give yourself the opportunity to make changes every 2 weeks or thereabouts. If you do, you will be miles ahead of the latest fad diet crowd. So,
great advice. Great advice. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, the blueprint tip of the day. Don't forget to check out CoachRobRegish.com for all of your muscle-building, fat-burning needs. We'll be right back.
From the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex is finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store, or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's Michael's Health.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we're going to talk about how your environment is affecting your diet. For those of you trying to lose weight, it's going to be a really good discussion, I promise you. The Blueprint Tip of the Day, the curse of progressive resistance training. Surely you jest.
Well, you know, it's adaptation, and I got another hard lesson in it the other day. I was out walking with Jen. We walk in the mornings, so this was a few days ago. I was mentally rehearsing my upcoming workout. And lately, that's consisted of 5 exercises back to back to back in one giant set. So I've got pull-ups, push-ups, bodyweight squats, hanging leg raises, and bridges. And, you know, I've been progressing nicely on those, too. I'm closing in on the century mark on the push-ups and the bodyweight squat exercises, which is to say it's an intense, effective workout that has served me well. There's only one problem. I am dreading it now. I was dreading it as I was walking. It's not the pain. You know, it's not the lactic acid burn or any of that. It's not the fear that I won't top my last workout. Instead, it's the repetition, right, of each exercise, their sequencing, and the resulting effect, or lack thereof, it's now having on my body. You know, the first time I did it, it was like jumping into a vat of ice-cold water. Five workouts in, it's just another day at the beach. Which means this. It's a sure bet that physically it won't do much good for me. Sure, the progression will be there, and I can say I achieved my goal, right? 100 push-ups and bodyweight squats back-to-back-to-back with all those other exercises is nice, but I'm not really looking forward to it. Even if I hit those numbers, right, there's going to be no exhilarating triumph. I had lost sight of what these workouts were there to accomplish, and that was this. Establish a good, solid calisthenic base as I come back from 9 weeks of a whole lot of nothing. So when your brain is sending you these signals, it is a sign, a sure sign, that adaptation is setting in. Now, it usually happens before the numbers flatline, by the way. So I didn't even attempt it, this workout. I scratched it. The fact is, I've milked this series dry. And just like I said before many times, it took about six of these workouts for my body to adapt. It was actually, you know, less than that, which should tell you new horizons must be sought. Now, it's not easy admitting that you've reached this point, but I think we're all guilty of it from time to time. This series of workouts accomplished its purpose. What happens next is a return to working on the master steps of convict conditioning, or getting there, which is a long road in and of itself. It is my chosen goal, though, right? And years of making it there and working, you know, years and years of work, I'm not going to throw away. There's just no going back right now. To change now would, you know, throw all that work away. The question for you then is this. When was the last time you got excited, right, about a change to your workout program? Because that change is instrumental to keeping your motivation high and achieving a positive change in your appearance or performance. Because if you're just going through the motions, it really is a waste of time. The truth is, new ideas spark enthusiasm, right? So feed your brain something new every month, or at least every six sessions if you're an advanced athlete. And, you know, it's like one Blueprint Bulletin subscriber. He said to me recently, he said, the real value of this thing is the sheer number of quality ideas, things that have already been vetted, that I can put to use. He says it gets me excited to try new stuff every 30 days. Wherever you get your new stuff from, resolve to switch it up the second you get mentally bored. Because staying ahead of that curve is critical, and it's one of the real secrets to being successful in this game and staying in it for the long haul. I had yesterday's workout was completely different. I walked in there. I did one-legged squats. I did reverse hypers with every plate that thing would hold, and hanging leg raises. And I have to tell you, I reveled in the simplicity of it, the ability to focus and get the job done. And I am feeling it today, which is to say it registered not only with my mind, but with my body, you know, with my body. And I can honestly say I'm really looking forward to the next couple of weeks because in similar fashion, I have push-pull upper body splits, a standalone back element to this. You've got to switch it up. In within the context of making long-term progress.
Makes perfect sense, and it's why some people get stale. I mean, we had several questions today talking about making progress and people not being able to make progress. Sometimes it's just as simple as changing what you're doing, because the body is the body tries to find homeostasis even with challenges you give it. It tries to get used to them.
Yeah, and like I said, I was humming along. You know, my chin-ups, my push-ups were jumping. I think I was in the high 60s, and I wasn't even approaching failure. My body weight squats, I was 75, something in that neighborhood. You know, the burn wasn't even setting in yet. And so would I have gotten to 100 each and rifled through all five of those? Yeah, I'm sure I would have. But, you know, you need, I think it was Dan John, you need to keep the goal the goal. Well, the original goal wasn't to do 100 reps of each exercise and go around bragging about it. The original goal was to get a good base of work capacity back and some demanding calisthenic exercises to tee me up for a return to convex conditioning. And I almost lost it. So keep the goal the goal.
As always, Rob, thank you for all the hard work you do. Show Rob some love. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today. Listen to his new podcast. Download the free Ricochet Rabbit. Is that what you call it? Fat Loss Guide?
Yes, it is. It's an eye-opener, so grab it.
Bing, bing, bing. Ricochet Rabbit. Some of these people out in the audience don't know that cartoon, Rob.
No.
Check him out, CoachRobRegish.com. Rob, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week, brother.
Looking forward to it. Thanks.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Brian Wansink, on the air with us to talk about really what pertains to mindless eating, how the environment influences eating behavior. Important discussion, especially if you're somebody who's trying to lose weight. This can possibly help it become a little easier. We'll be right back.
Outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars. You want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. I read recently that the statistics in the United States today for obesity, we're talking about people who are considered overweight, all the way up to extremely obese. A term that we used to use when I was a young man was morbidly obese, is somewhere close to 70% of the population. This is a huge, huge problem today. And quite frankly, I've said it before and I'll say it again, I'm a firm believer that the obesity epidemic poses a greater threat to the economic solvency of our country, a greater than terrorism. You name the top three things, oil prices and so on, they pale in comparison to the weight, no pun intended, that the health effects of obesity pose to this country when we look out over the next 50 to 100 years. My next guest is Dr. Brian Wansink. He has been speaking about how the environment influences our eating behavior for quite a long time. Now, how you doing, Dr. Wansink?
I'm doing great. It's really great to be with you.
You think that was an overstatement? Was I pandering when I said that just now?
Well, there's some people would believe that that's right on target. You know, it is a big problem. It's a big problem.
Okay, so let's talk about this. You have been studying how the environment influences eating behavior, which a lot of people wouldn't think. It's counterintuitive to think that the environment plays a role at all. Explain the concept behind this.
Well, most people think that they make about 25 to 30 decisions about food every day. You know, they decide whether they're going to have, you know, Trix or Fruit Loops for breakfast. You know, they decide maybe whether they're going to have a Coke or a Diet Coke. But in reality, what we find is that the typical person makes closer to 200 decisions about food every day. Because it's not just Tricks or Fruit Loops. It's how much you pour, how much you're going to eat, whether you have seconds, how much milk you put on, whether you leave in the bowl or don't leave in the bowl. And so by the end of the day, you made 200 decisions, but about almost 80% of those are decisions you weren't even aware you were making. And because you're not aware you're making a decision, the environment around us can have a huge impact on how much we eat. So the size of a cereal box will influence, will cause you to pour about 20% more than you otherwise would. The distance of the cereal box from your bowl, you know, your hand, rather, it will influence you. What the person's doing next to you biases you. But the good news, the really good news here is that even though our immediate personal environment...
We're losing you. I think you're on a cell phone, and we just lost you. I don't know if you're in motion or... but we lost you for a second there. You said the good news is, and then we dropped you.
Yeah, well, the good news behind all this is that we can simply change these things in our personal environment that mess us up, and they mindlessly help us eat less, eat better, and enjoy food more.
Okay, so now talk to me about willpower. A lot of people, even myself, I say this. Look, I used to be a 330-pound person with a lot of illnesses, and I have changed my life and the trajectory of my health by way of my own decisions and motivations. So I'm a self-hating fatty, and I look at other people with a I always joke when I say things that are harsh about obesity. I say, look, I've got a card in my wallet that says I'm a former fat person. I can say this, but the reality is that I feel that people who struggle with their weight, they just aren't applying enough willpower. But I'm wrong about that, aren't I?
You know, you're in a very rare group. You're in that rare group of 5 to 10% of people who can actually, by sheer willpower, work it off, and not eat it, not overeat, and lose weight that way. But that's a very small percentage, because it took you're probably writing food diaries, you're counting calories, you might have even been weighing food, you're working out all the time. Most people don't have that sort of resolve. Most people are too busy focusing on other things. And so for that other 90% of us, it's a whole lot easier, instead of being trying to become slim by willpower, it's a whole lot easier to become slim by design. Rather than counting calories, it's a whole lot easier for us to just put a fruit bowl on the counter so that we eat more fruit and less potato chips.
So once again, now we come back to the whole environment. Your new book is called Slim by Design, and the website is slimbydesign.org. But you have coined the term mindless eating that has led to a lot of information being promoted out there. So talk about the concept of mindless eating. What exactly is it?
Well, as I said, we make about 200 decisions about food every day, and most of these aren't really, we're not really aware of it, and it leads us to mindlessly overeat. But like, the good news is that we can change these things so we can mindlessly eat a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the things we find is, we did a study once that was kind of cool. I worked with 150 people from Paris, France, and asked them, hey, how do you know when you were through eating dinner last night? You know, how did you know it was time to stop? And in general, most of the people say, well, I knew I was through eating dinner when I was no longer hungry and when the food no longer tasted good.
Oh.
So they were using internal cues, right? Their taste buds and their tummy to say, stop! You've had enough! So about 6 months later, I asked the same question of 150 Chicagoans. And I asked them, hey, how did you know you were through eating dinner last night? Well, the number one answer was, I know I'm eating dinner, but my plate is empty. Okay. I mean, the second response is, I know I'm eating dinner when the TV show I'm watching is over.
Right.
But if you look at those are external cues that they're using to say, okay, I've had enough. They're using, you know, their eyes and seeing what's on their plate. They're using, they're seeing whether the TV show's over or not. And the problem is, most of the cues that are around us, whether it be, you know, the really great looking cereal in the cereal box, whether it be the commercial, whether it be all the food we have within 10 feet of wherever we're sitting in the house, all those cues push us to eat more. And that's what can lead to mindless overeating. If you don't change our immediate environment, our kitchen, our household, or where we work, to help us eat less rather than overeat.
Well,
and that was the concept behind Slim by Design, is how do you change mindless eating to be mindlessly positive?
Well, you have to remember, I'm a baby boomer. I'm 57 years old, and I remember my mother telling me, there are children in Biafra that have nothing to eat. You better clean everything off your plate. So that became almost like a mantra. Like, if you were being disrespectful to some system, if you will, that if you didn't eat everything on your plate, could that have backfired? Could that be part of what backfired?
You know, it's interesting you say that, because one of the things we found is that if you look at the Clean Plate Club, anybody who belongs to the Clean Plate Club believes they are one of the few members of it. Oh, no, it's across all the developed countries. We find that when we analyze people in the U.S. or in Finland or in Taiwan, about 90, I'm sorry, most people eat about 92% of whatever they put on their own plate. So basically, if something causes you to put too much on your plate, you are going to eat it, okay? But that's not bad in some cases, unless what's causing you to put too much on your plate is being something that is causing you to put too much on your plate. So, for instance, we find, our research has shown, this is up at the Cornell Food and Brand Lab, that if you use an 11 or 12-inch plate, which is the size of most of our plates in our homes, on average, you're going to put about 22% more food on that plate. And the problem is, if you put it on, you're going to eat it. So, being a part of the Clean Plate Club, yeah, it's a reality, and it's nothing that any of us is ever going to change. If we're in our mid 50s, we're still going to be in the Clean Plate Club 40 yeah. years from now. So the key is just to not put too much on your plate to begin with. And an easy, mindlessly simple way to do that, to become slim by design, is to use a plate between 9 and 10 inches in diameter. Larger than that, you'll serve too much. Smaller than that, you'll go back for a second. But that's the sweet spot right there. What you also want to do is, if you're serving utensils that you have in your hamburger helper or whatever, downsize them so they're just tablespoon size and not 4 ounce size, and you'll eat 11% less every time you serve yourself.
What about the psychology of food being love? I'm Italian, and there's certain cultures that, eat, you know, your mother wants to show you how she loves the family. She cooks these big meals. I remember going to my grandmother's house on Sundays, and right before we were all leaving, she was baking a chicken. We had to eat chicken to get, you know, we would eat 5 or 6 times. And there are lots of parents out there who feel that food is symbolic of love. And the more you feed your child, the more you love your child. How do you make the disconnection for that?
Well, you know, it's easy. And again, that's something that it's probably not worth trying to reprogram your aunt or your grandma to not do that anymore. But here's what you can do. And this is one of the things that we talk about, all the amazingly cool stuff that goes on during the holidays, but how you can actually very easily sidestep a lot of them. But with this, say you, it's 40 years ago, you're at your grandmother's place and she's cooking that. Well, one of the things we find is that the phenomena of, you know, the Thanksgiving dinner, for instance, and having somebody say, well, aren't you going to eat more of my sweet potatoes, my dressing or whatever? It is totally universal. My wife's from overseas, and it's the exact same thing at their house. So what you can do is, what we found is that one day after this event, this is, again, another study that we did, one day after a major event like Thanksgiving or at Chinese New Year or whatever, the host or hostess doesn't remember how much you've eaten, but she or he does remember whether you asked seconds or not.
Wow.
So it's a very easy thing to do, is to take just a little bit of everything and make a statement out loud so she hears it. Wow, Grandma, that was really great stuffing. Can I have some more? All she's going to remember, she's not going to remember that you just ate 2 teaspoonfuls of stuffing. She's going to remember that you wanted seconds, you loved it so much.
Oh, I love it. I love it. We have to take a break. The book is called Slim by Design. The website is slimbydesign.org. We will actually have a link to the book up at supremeradio.com later today. We're talking right now with Dr. Brian Wansink. Stay tuned. There's lots more to come.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more.
more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Imagine if there was an organic, raw, extra virgin olive oil made from one-of-a-kind olives found in Sicily. And wouldn't it be amazing if the producer cared so much about the quality that they tested every batch for the important things that should be present in olive oil? Well, now there is. It's Papa Vince. For a limited time, you can get two bottles of Papa Vince 100% imported from Italy, organic, raw, EVOO, for $39. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the link and call recommends. Taste and feel the difference. Papa Vince since 1935.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking to Dr. Brian Wansink. His book is called Slim by Design. You'll be able to get it at SupremeRadio.com at the homepage a little bit later today. It's being put up there now. SlimByDesign.org is his website. So is any of your research influencing manufacturers of flatware and plates?
No, it's interesting to say that. It's influencing a lot of other manufacturers, but I just we do find that it's influenced a lot of buffets. Buffet owners to buy smaller plates than they typically than they bought before. So there's new lines of smaller plates that come up, but mainly commercial based. I'm not sure yet if it's having any impact on the stuff that's being made for homes. But one thing that we're finding is that there's a lot of small batch companies, kind of stylized companies that are coming up with different versions of small plates that. Called right size. They're called,
Dr. Wansink, can you hear me? I think we've lost the connection with your cell phone. If you can hear me, I'm going to play a little music here for a second. Yeah, let's do something here.
Busting loose,
just bust the mold.
Come on, I feel like busting loose.
Just bust the mold.
Come on, I feel like busting loose.
This here's a jam for all the DJs. Try to do what those ladies tell us.
Come
this
on.
Here's a jam for all the
DJs.
Try to do what those ladies tell us.
Come on.
Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are scantily clad and showing body.
Come on.
Music comes on, people start to dance, but then you ate so much, you nearly split your pants.
Come on.
A girl starts walking, guys start gawking. Sits down next to you and starts talking. Says she wanna dance because she likes the groove. So
come on,
fat so and just.
Come on,
fat so and just.
Come on,
fat so and just.
Bust the mold.
I feel like busting loose. Busting loose.
Bust the mold.
I feel like busting loose.
Bust the mold.
I feel like busting loose.
Bust the mold.
Okay. So you were saying that you've influenced the commercial manufacturers, but you were talking about some small manufacturers that seem to be hearing this message?
Yeah, they seem to be making a lot of really nice stylized plates that either have larger that are smaller in diameter, but they might even have colored rims to discourage people from over-serving themselves.
Ah.
It seems to be having a really nice impact. A funny aside is we had also done some research a while back that showed that people pour a lot more into red wine glasses than white wine glasses, and the shape matters. So we've had even wine glass manufacturers change some of the shapes and designs of glasses in order to encourage kind of health-conscious people to serve a little less.
What are health halos? You talk about health halos. What are they?
Well, what happens is that a lot of what we see that we think is healthy out there can cause us to over. So for instance, if we were going to a place that's called, the California Garden Cafe, and we see that they're offering pizza, we assume it's a whole lot healthier than if that pizza is being served at, Big Bob's Cafe.
Right.
But what it causes us to do, unfortunately, is to assume it has a whole lot fewer calories than it actually has. And it causes us to overeat as a result. Even afterwards, it causes us to say, hey, I ate that healthy pizza at the California Cafe, so I'm going to have some ice cream this afternoon.
I've often wondered if the, there was a, there were, for a while last year, all the different snack bags had the 100 calorie emblem on them, just 100 calories, just 100. So they were portion controlled out so that they were just 100 calories. And I've often wondered if that had the opposite effect. Somebody would go, oh, I can have three.
Well, it was interesting. It was almost about 20 years ago that we did, I guess about 18 years ago, that we did that original research. And I went and I took those results to Nabisco and to M&M Mars and to Kellogg, the Kellogg's company. I said, look, here's a way that, a win-win way, that you can make more money by helping people eat less. And what our research had shown up at that point was that about 70% of the people who ate these 100 calorie packs, we at that time we were calling them mini packs, but about 70% actually did eat less. The other 30% ate about the same, or they even ate more. But for most people, they ate less. And what's most important about this is that the people who ate who most likely to eat less were people who were overweight.
Wow. So it did have the intended effect. That's good to know.
Yeah.
What about packaging itself? We know that manufacturers of food products, they toe a very, very interesting line. They now are responsible in some way for conveying a message that helps a person make better decisions. But let's face it, at the end of the day, their goal is to sell more of their product. Does packaging itself play a role in people's ability to monitor and use metrics to control their eating?
Oh, yeah, it absolutely does. In fact, one thing that we find is that we've done some research in the lung. This was actually basically the original 100 calorie pack research, and what we'd show is the size of a package gets larger and larger and larger, the amount that people consume rises also to the point where you eat about 22% more food out of a package that's double the size of a large and out of a medium, for instance. And this is true across all sorts of different categories. But you know, the crazy thing is, it's true with any usable product. So we did it with laundry detergent. people use more laundry detergent when you give them a bigger bottle. So
you know what's really funny about that, Dr. Wansink, and I've noticed this myself. If I get the really big shampoo bottle, when I first open it up, I don't even pay attention to how much shampoo I'm using. But as it gets really, really low, where I know I'm going to have to go back to the store and use more, or buy more, I all of a sudden start to find the minimum required dose to wash my hair. If I would have done that at the get-go, I would have that bottle that would last a year.
Yeah, I think about most toothpaste tubes, too, that you can make them toothpaste last 2 weeks.
Yeah. The first 80% of the toothpaste goes in a month, and the last 20% lasts a year. I mean, it's amazing. You know, maybe that miracle in the Bible about the wine lasting so long had something to do with that. You know what I mean? But anyway, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I've got lots more questions, and then we're going to give solutions too. Dr. Wansink is going to give you guys some solutions to help you avoid your environment's influence on overeating. The book is Slim by Design. The website is slimbydesign.org, and you will be able to get the book at superhumanradio.com later today, I promise. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years.
others. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Brian Wansink. We're talking about his new book, Slim by Design. It will be at superhumanradio.com later today. In the meantime, you can go to slimbydesign.org to learn more. We're talking about how the environment affects your choices of and your food consumption overall. And there's, you know, obesity problem out there is occurs on a variety of fronts, and one of those fronts is how your environment makes you want to eat more. And on that note, we have had a fat-free or low-fat message since the 70s. It's obviously failed dramatically. Part of that is what some a food product marked as low-fat conveys to the buyer. The other part may be the actual desire of the body to consume a certain amount of fat. And when you don't give it enough, it starts to consume more of the food that has minimal fat in it. What role does the label have? Does this convey to somebody, I can just eat as much as I want because it doesn't have fat in it?
Yeah, that's actually very shortly summed up. It does do that. Because what happens is that most low-fat products, we think, are about half the fat of a normal, of a regular version. But in reality, they're only about 11% fewer actual calories, only about 11% fewer calories in a fat-free X than a regular X. Probably because they do take a lot of fat out, but what they do, so it doesn't taste like terrible, is they add sugar back in. And so what this leads us to do is, if we eat some of this fat-free, we typically, the average person, we eat between 25 and 45% more total calories of it.
Wow.
Than the regular, because we say, hey, this is a licensed meat, you know, it's almost health food. And so one of the things that is a really nice rule of thumb that you can use is that if you're trying to estimate your guess how many calories is in a fat-free object, take your very best guess and then double it, and you're going to be closer to the actual calorie count than you otherwise would have been. And
are you there, Dr. Wansink? Hello? Uh-oh. This is the cellular telephone at its best. Hold on a second. Hold on, everybody. Hold on. I'm not sure what happened. I'm trying to get him back on the line right now. This will obviously be edited out of the podcast. I have a feeling that his cell phone battery died or something to that effect, because it just... But I cannot reconnect. It was one other thing that I really wanted to talk to him about, and that is the rule of don't bring it into the house if you don't want to eat it. This notion that you have willpower, that you'll be able to eat something in small quantities. I think we've got to get him online. Hold on. You know, I was a forerunner in the cellular telephone industry. Back, I kid you not, back in the 80s, and I affectionately call cellular telephone interviews conversations on the installment plan. So, and this is why. This is why.
And I'm sorry, we took all these precautions to find places where there's strong cell service, and right now I'm in a parking lot underneath a cell tower.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, so the bottom line is that the low fat labels make people eat more. I want to cover one other thing, and then I want to start, in the next segment, we'll give people some solutions. But one thing that I've been a firm believer in is what is just don't have it in the house. If it's something, most people think, I have willpower. If I buy these cookies, I'll just eat one or two, every so often, and they'll last forever. And they're gone within the first week, and you just shouldn't have brought them home. What do you think about that?
You know, it's one of the things that in theory it sounds great, but we're not always making decisions about ourselves. You know, you might have kids who have friends over all the time. You might have a spouse who maybe isn't really watching what they weigh or doesn't need to. And then also, if all you have sitting around is kale and celery, at some point you're going to say, oh, come on, life's not worth living, and you're going to end up going out and, necessarily ordering everything on the Dairy Queen menu. So instead, it's nice to have these occasional splurges around. But if you look at the typical American household, and this is kind of a cool little study we did. It's actually in Chapter 2 of Slow by Design. We went to 240 households, homes, up in Syracuse, New York, and took pictures of everything they had in the kitchen and everything. And if you take your typical American kitchen, there's about 6 cupboards in the typical American kitchen. You know, I mean, some of them are double-wide cupboards. But the typical American kitchen has snacks in 4 to 5 different cupboards. They're basically in every cupboard except the cupboard you keep dishes. And so one thing you can very easily do if you have this stuff around is take all those snacks and put them in one cupboard in the far lower corner or upper corner, just where they're not so convenient, where you're not going to have to ask yourself, do I want to eat some of that every time you randomly open the cupboard?
So really just make it inconvenient to get to it. That's really it.
Yeah, make it inconvenient, make it less attractive, and just make
Normal. You know what the greatest level of inconvenience is? Just leave it on the store shelf, and then when you really think you want it, you buy it. I think that's
true.
I'm a firm believer of this. You know, I understand what you're saying. You know, if you live by yourself, you can control it. You're like, hey, I'm just not going to have this stuff in the house. I can tough it out. I won't miss it. But when you have other people in the home, children, a spouse that maybe isn't having the weight problem that you're having, they seem to be able to consume anything that they want and stay lean, then it becomes troublesome. I know bodybuilders who have literally locked their food up in taken a cooler chest and put their food in the cooler chest and then put a padlock and chains on it so that they would have to unlock it every time that they wanted to get something out. And just the sheer going through, like, oh, I've got to enter the code, I've got to get that, the chains, I'm just not going to do it. That was enough to make it inconvenient enough for them not to be tempted, short of something
that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. Any additional step you can put between yourself and eating the food work well. You know, we do a lot of these kitchen makeovers. It's an easy way to kind of, you know, make your kitchen slim by design. It's actually in Chapter 2 of the book. There's scorecards about how to do it. But we were in somebody's home once, and this was a fairly, her husband's a B-level actor, you know, that you might know if you watch TV. And one of the things that she did that was interesting was she had on 2 or 3 of the different cupboards in the room, she'd actually put these children's locks, you know, the ones where you have to kind of squeeze them a little bit.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I mentioned something about how old her children were or something, and she goes, oh, we don't have children. She says, those are for me. It's interesting. She just put them on there to give it that extra little bit of extra effort and make her essentially consciously realize, geez, I don't want to do this, clearly.
Right.
But I'm doing it.
Right.
How bad do I want to do it?
Oh, that's great. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, let's give people some usable steps to help them avoid the influence of their environment on how they eat. We're talking with Dr. Brian Wansink. His book is Slim by Design. If you're a personal trainer and you're working with clients whose goal it is to lose weight, you can only have so much influence on them, and it will be much less than their environment. You may only have them an hour a week or a couple hours a week, and then the rest of the time they're in their home, they're in their normal environment, and their environment could be wreaking havoc on their success. This is a great book for you to read to help your clients to make you a better trainer. Slim by Design. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for the book on the homepage. We'll be right back.
To outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest Bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
New from the makers of Mass Pro Synthogen, Progenidrex. It's finally available to everyone. Refined for years in elite athletes, it's the absolute pinnacle of products specifically designed to accelerate drug-free muscle growth without hormones. Using Progenidrex as directed results in dramatic increases in muscle size, pumps, and recovery from heavy training. Won't disrupt endocrine function and no need to cycle off. Visit PredatorNutrition.com and Fusion Supplements for the absolute last word in non-hormonal anabolics. Progenidrex.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Brian Wansink. His book is Slim by Design. You can get it at superhumanradio.com. His website is slimbydesign.org. As I said before, going into the break, if you're a personal trainer, this is a great book for you because it will help your clients be more successful, which will help you be a more successful personal trainer. So what can people do, Dr. Wansink? What's the Reader's Digest version of some steps they can take to improve how the environment influences their food choices?
Well, as we talked about earlier, not everybody has superhuman discipline. And a lot of people, they want to get a little bit better, but to do too much at one time can result in them doing nothing. So what we recommend is people just make three small changes. They can make any changes you want, but a great start is there's a 100-point scorecard at the end of every chapter in Slim by Design that tells people, hey, here's what you can do at home. Here's what you can do at kitchen makeover. Here's whether you can tell whether you're lunch at the restaurant is making you fat or slim by design, and so forth, and just picking three little things to change. So, for instance, we find that people with cluttered kitchens, if you have a cluttered kitchen, okay, we did a study, you'll eat 44% more snacks during the day than somebody who doesn't have a cluttered kitchen. Well, clean up your kitchen. Don't have newspapers and mail sitting on the counter. Don't have dirty dishes sitting out. And we find that people who serve off of a counter or a stove, on average, eat about 20% less compared to people who just have the serving bowl sitting right in front of them at the table. There's a real easy 10-point scorecard that listeners can use to figure out whether their kitchen or house is making them slim by design or fat by design. And it's at the website slimbydesign.org. And just simply go take that quiz, and you'll know right then if you get a 3 out of 10, hey, there's a lot of easy, simple changes, at least 7 right there, that you can make when you get home tonight, you know, move you more in the direction of eating less without feeling deprived, without feeling, bad or over-disciplined.
Is there any evidence? Is there any evidence that people who tend to cook their own meals tend to snack less frequently? There's a reason I asked this. I'll reveal my question here.
Yeah, that's a great question. I haven't known anything about snacking, but one thing we do find is that people who, when we bring people into a lab, we either have them cook, we give them a meal to cook, or we cook it for them. We find that when people have the exact same meal, when they cook the exact same meal that they would otherwise be served, they can eat a little bit more if they cooked it themselves. It's almost like, hey, you and I deserve it. And so the danger might be with some people, you might tend to overeat something that you've cooked for yourself compared to people who don't.
It's almost like you're paying homage to your culinary talents, right?
So, yeah, I like it. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And so, but here's my question, and why I thought, was wondering about the snacking part of it, right? So people whose kitchens are cluttered, this kind of comes into epidemiology. So is the kitchen cluttered because they don't cook, or don't they cook because the kitchen is cluttered? And then they turn to snacking because snacking is more convenient, readily available. You tear a bag open and you eat it, and you don't have to worry about cleaning up the kitchen. So it's a chicken and egg thing. Is their kitchen cluttered because they don't use it to prepare meals, or do they not prepare meals because their kitchen is cluttered? That was where I was going with that.
Yeah, well, it's a good point. But what we did to control that causality was we brought people. We have a really nice kitchen in our lab. It's exactly like the kitchen at home. We brought people into that kitchen, and we randomly assigned them to a group where when they came in, the kitchen was just totally, it was just all full of junk, okay? And it was had mail on the table and an open newspaper. And they had three snack foods right in the middle of the table. And they were there for half an hour while they're waiting for somebody else to show up, purportedly.
And we found they ate 44% more than a different group of people who, when they're brought in the kitchen, still have the same three snacks there, but there's no other clutter.
Wow.
And it's almost, yeah, so we tried to, we controlled it that way, but it's almost as if the clutter just sort of signals to you, yeah, look, this place is totally out of control. Why do I need to be in control?
What about TV? TV, in between pharmaceutical drug ads, there are food ads. And so you're either compelled to call your doctor to ask if you have this particular malady, or you're compelled to get up and go eat something. How do people control that part of their environment?
Well, I think one of the best things you can do is don't eat when the TV's on, particularly don't have a TV set in your kitchen. That can be a dangerous thing. But if you must eat when you eat TV, what you're going to want to do is don't eat straight out of the package. What you'll want to do is pre-serve yourself in the kitchen, whether it be the ice cream or whatever your, I don't know, Chex Mix or whatever you're going to be eating. Preferably use a smaller bowl, but pour it out to begin with, because that way that's going to keep you from eating until you hit the bottom of the package. And even though you can go back in the kitchen for seconds if you want to, every time you do so, you have to actually consciously acknowledge to yourself, you know, I probably shouldn't be doing this, but I'm going to go back for seconds. And
yeah,
it's going to make you a little bit more a little more mindful about what you're eating.
You know what? And for those of you who think that, oh, just not pouring it out and keeping it in the kitchen is not a good deterrent, let me remind you that I was born before remote controls on television, where when you turned the TV on channel 11, it probably stayed there all day long because nobody wanted to go and change the channel manually. Enter the remote control and we can channel surf without getting out of the chair. So just leaving it in the kitchen alone is enough of a deterrent quite often. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah.
What other
things? What's important, and I just gonna say what's important there is, you're not denying yourself. You're not saying, I'm never going to be evilly, whatever, Chex Mix again in my life. Because that, I mean, any time we really deny ourselves something we really like, whether it be food or whether it be affection or television or whatever, you know, it kind of comes back to bite you. But we can make those things we love a little bit more difficult, a little less convenient, or a little less attractive to overindulge in. And that's kind of what we're doing when you're saying, look, I have to go to the kitchen to get it.
Yeah, it just puts it a little further out of reach. I'll tell you what one of my tricks that I love, and it really works for me. I'm actually employing it right now because I've come to the conclusion that I've accumulated enough muscle mass on my body, and now I just want to get really, really lean so that I can see it more. I'll actually look more muscular once I lean out. So I have been employing a greater restrictions on my diet. And one of the things that I've learned that works very well is choose a good, strong chewing gum, preferably a mint chewing gum, and lay it out with your meal, just like it's part of your meal. Finish your meal. And then after you've digested your meal for a couple minutes, you're sitting at the table, unwrap the chewing gum and throw it in your mouth and chew it. And you will not be able to eat anything after that because it's so powerful at changing the context of the palate that the food you just ate would not taste good if you tried to have seconds.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Because we've done a number of things with chewing gum, and we found that in some cases, chewing gum would sometimes backfire and cause people to want to crave dessert and stuff. And we found out exactly what you found out, that it's partly the gum that helps, but it's got to be the right flavor. We were giving people juicy fruit gum,
yeah, no,
which is a very sweet gum, and we found it had to be mint gum or cinnamon gum.
Or cinnamon. That's what I was going to say. Mint or cinnamon. The other night we had company over, and they brought this beautiful key lime pie. And I said to Elisa, I don't want to have any of this key lime pie this late in the evening. So I went in the car, and I got my chewing gum. And while everybody was eating key lime pie, I threw two pieces of very strong peppermint chewing gum in my mouth, and I chewed that. When the flavor started to subside, I threw another piece in because I knew that if I didn't keep myself locked into that while they were still eating, I would go and go, oh, what the heck, what's one slice going to do? And it's that one slice, you know, it's this mentality, oh, a little bit won't hurt you. But when you take a little bit and you times it by 365 days a year, all of a sudden you're 10 pounds up at the end of the year.
You know, yeah, that's it. And then the powerful effect that small changes can make, when we look at the trainers that are listening to this,
oftentimes if somebody's really stoked about losing weight, or I mean, let's say about, you know, buffing up or whatever, but they're not quite so anxious about starving themselves. The comforting thing is we published an article in the medical journal a short time ago that looked at the impact of making these small changes, the type that we've documented work in the book School by Design. And we found that if somebody does the one thing you can talk about, that is they take one small change, one small action that can help them eat less, that on average, even if they're not dieting, they lose about a pound and a half a month if they do that for 25 days or more every month. And it's crazy how this leads people in a direction of losing weight without having to really think about it.
One last thing. There's a lot of discussion about mindfulness during eating. Sit down, be quiet, think about what you're about to engage in. Don't have the TV on. Don't be reading the newspaper. Don't read the cornflakes box. Focus on your food and eating it. And actually, you'll be able to be in touch with that phenomenon that you pointed out the French do, which is actually sense that, you know, you're getting to the point of satiety. What do you think of that?
You know, I like it, and if it works for you, if it works for a person, it's great. And it's definitely the way my wife went to Le Cordon Bleu in Paris, and, you know, I love her cooking, and the slower I eat it and focus on the food, the more I like it, the more and more I like it. But the problem with a lot of us is that we come home with six or seven things in our to-do list yet that night in our mind. You know, we're changing clothes, and the phone's ringing, and the kids are running around. You know, one of them's, you know, like, not wearing pants. And I've got three little girls under the age of 10, and to be able to taste the pea and say, feel the taste of the pea, isn't going to happen. It's just not going to happen in my life.
Right.
So I just have to put things in place that cause me to slow down and to serve less, because I don't think I'm capable of being overly mindful most of my life. And you know, it's crazy. A while back, and I know a lot of people in the mindfulness movement, and when it works for you, that's really great. But I remember a while back, there was a big mindfulness eating conference or seminar or something like that, and it was in St. Louis. And I thought, who goes to these? Because it can't be people who have young kids. It can't be people who are working all the time. It can't be. And I asked them, who's the sponsor? And they say, well, it's at a convent in a monastery.
Bingo.
I thought, oh, well, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what's funny? This book, Slim by Design, presents some very simple steps that, quite frankly, people are always looking for something sexier, more magical. But as you pointed out, it's the simple steps. It's the simple things that you can actually turn into actionable steps and do them long enough that have the greatest impact. No, I speak as a former fatty when I say this. I didn't become 330 pounds in a year. And I'm not gonna, and I didn't lose my first 100 pounds in a year either. And it's, we eat ourselves to fatness by making small changes, but doing it with consistency. And that is the answer to weight loss. And this book presents some actionable steps that are simple for anyone to employ. That's the other thing, you know? You don't have to, it's not Herculean requirements here. And I think that if personal trainers are listening to this show, you should get the book Slim by Design, because it'll help you be a better personal trainer. It'll help your clients have greater results, and you'll be a hero. So, great book, by the way. Great book.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It seems to be changing a lot of lives. It's changing the way that we're, school lunch programs are being run now, too. In fact, now the focus is less on the food and more on directing kids toward the healthier food and not toward the cookies, but instead toward the apples.
Yeah, no, great stuff. Listen, I want to thank you for being on the show. Given all the technical difficulties we had, it's a great interview. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm sorry about those difficulties.
No, don't worry about it. Take care. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
All right, so there you have it. Slimbydesign.org. Go to superhumanradio.com to get the book Slim by Design. Also want to thank Rob Regish for the first hour, the Blueprint Power Hour. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.